From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced that a large-scale security operation was underway in Sydney to disrupt a plot to bring down an airplane.
The police and security agencies have moved very swiftly, as has the government, and I want to thank them for their remarkable work today and last night and every day, keeping us safe.
Turnbull said the plot appeared to be an elaborate conspiracy rather than a lone wolf operation. Four people have been arrested and additional security has been put in place at all major airports. Pakistan's deposed Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif spoke Saturday following a court decision to remove him from office.
The way we have been treated here, I think we did not deserve it. At least this kind of treatment should not have been done to us. The treatment that was meted out to the representative of 200 million people. This kind of insulting behavior with us is unacceptable to us. I feel that I was not expecting at least this treatment.
Pakistan's ruling party named senior lawmaker Shahid Khaqan Abbasi as his successor. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un claimed Saturday that his country possesses missiles that could strike the entire United States mainland. The U.S. and South Korea military conducted live fire drills on Saturday in response to North Korea's latest launch. China has also condemned the launch. Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. have said they will work together on new U.N. Security Council measures. This is VOA News.